With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Steve Hammond was a 28-year-old OBGYN resident who started performing abortions to earn some extra money, and because, he says, it turned out he was especially good at them. He believes he performed more than 700 abortions. In a piece on Baptist Press, Hammond goes on to tell how an experience feeling the kick of a baby around 20 weeks of gestation caused him to change his mind when it came to performing abortions. Hammond says he had a one-year-old child at the time, and when the unborn baby kicked him from inside his mother's womb, Hammond's own child immediately came to mind. He not only stopped performing abortions, he said, but he became an advocate for life. You can read the full compelling story at Baptist Press. Younger Christians who engage with Scripture are more apt to care for prisoners and immigrants as neighbors than are older Christians. That's what the latest release from the 2022 State of the Bible reveals. While older Scripture-engaged Christians, those 77 and older, more often say it's important to be good neighbors, the difference is likely attributable to seniors' narrower definition of the term neighbor. Among the Scripture-engaged of all ages, being a good neighbor ranked as highest among what the ABS described as pro-social priorities, followed by advocating for the oppressed, caring for the environment, caring for those in prison, befriending people of other religions, befriending people of other races, and welcoming immigrants.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Worship pastor Danny James wants to focus on the next generation of worship leaders by showing them they have a role and maybe an instrument to play. Gillianville Baptist Church in Albany, Georgia, where James serves, has implemented several new ways for people of all ages, from three-year-olds to senior adults, to be involved in worship. One example is James reimagining the church's children's choir. The children's choir is now called Drum, Strum, and Hum, and children are encouraged to hum along to songs that they're not comfortable singing, or to play a hand drum or even a ukulele for those who are a little more advanced. He hopes it will help raise up worship leaders in the generations to come. You can read the full story at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.